Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Thank God they should all be in school by now.
Yeah.
All the elementaries.
I am fearful of this moment. This is one of the reasons that I'm terrified of having children, because of this moment right here. This moment right here.
So ballsy. My kid, my 8-year-old, in the middle of the living room on Sunday, says, Mommy.
Hold on, can we give like a...
Yeah, you should probably... let's preface this again before we get in, too deep, because this is a...
Did we not say kids are going to be...
We should say it again.
If you have a baby, it's fine. Let them listen, okay?
Or if you have a kid, if you're running late to school right now, I'm just...
It's damn fault for being late. Get your kid to school, okay?
I'm just throwing it out there so we don't... You can answer the hate mail later.
I'm not waiting 5 minutes for the late people. Listen, here's the deal. I'm just warning you, it's a Santa story, okay?
Santa story.
Owen, my 8-year-old, turns to in the living room on Sunday, looks at me and Hudson, and says, Mommy, I know that you're Santa.
Excuse me?
I said, excuse me? I'm sorry. I thought you just said you think I'm Santa.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Mom, we all know, with my 6-year-old sitting right next to him, who then says, what do you mean? And I said, he means nothing. I'm not Santa. You got me? And then I give Owen the look. Shut your mouth. He's only 8.
Yeah.
Are we going to just come to the terms with the kids just know and they find out from at school what I'm talking about here? Or can we just stop acting like... Because this is my theory as a kid who grew up Jewish, who didn't have to please their parents when it came to Santa.
Right.
I had zero need to act like he was, As someone who watched on the outside, I watched a ton of kids lie to their parents and act like they didn't know to please their parents when they knew damn early, 8 years old. They knew exactly what was... They're not stupid, okay?
I did.
We act like they're stupid and they're not.
When I suggested it to my parents, I was told, if you don't believe, you don't receive. And that means you don't get any gifts.
Yeah, that's a lie.
So I know it is.
So they were literally just lying to them, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, as someone who grew up like that, I don't know what to say, because I'm not going to lie to the kid and tell him there's this fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I've always thought the same thing, because then you're setting your kid up
for
what else? What else are you lying about? If you're lying about that, what else are you lying about? That's what goes through my head as a kid.
Yeah. To 71037 or call. We have the phones are ringing too, I see. But
414-799-1037. How do you deal with this? I'm sure other people have dealt with this before.
But the fact that Owen said that so blatantly in front of Hudson, I was like, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your damn mind?
Well,
it was
let
like
me ask
he was
you.
Trying to tell him. And this is how someone at 6 finds out.
Well, let me
from
ask
the
you.
8-year-old
Let
brother.
Me ask you. If you're so team, why don't we just tell our kids the truth? Why didn't you right then and there just lay it out there and say the whole story
and
tell
them
right
to
there?
Him. I just said, shut up.
Right.
I didn't say he's right or he's lying. I said, be quiet.
Right.
Just
and
shut
I moved
up.
On with my life.
Okay.
I didn't say, that's not true.
Okay.
I just said, stop talking. Please,
okay.
God.
You just said, stop.
Yes.
And he knew, but he wanted to tell his brother.
Okay.
Because he's like, I know.
Well,
and guess what? Every other kid in second grade probably knows too if he knows. That's my point.
Other friends
stop
are telling
acting
him,
like
hey,
he's, come on.
You know it's your mom, right? Don't you? Don't you?
He straight said, Mommy, I know it's you.
Well,
you get up in the middle of the night, don't you? I'm like, no.
How do people deal with this?
Okay,
799-1037. You can just text us to 71037. How do you deal with this?
What I'm getting at is I feel like we're the idiots.
We are.
I feel like we're the morons who are really believing they don't know. And I'm saying, get real, people.
I'm the idiot who still believes. I still believe.
That's fine, Givens.
Okay, okay.
That's an issue for a whole other day.
Right? We'll unpackage that later. Someone that texted into 71037, the thing with kids nowadays with technology, they've got access to Google. They can Google Santa. They can know if they really want to know
so
the answer.
Think about all the stuff you already knew as a kid. Now think about adding Google on top of that.
Yeah,
and your
true.
Parents thinking
yes.
you had no idea and you knew everything. And
of
you're
course
like,
I have an idea.
You're like, oof. You know, Tom and Cindy were making out behind the bleachers in fourth grade. Okay,
yeah.
So don't tell me I don't know what making out and sex is, okay? You know what I mean? That's that kind of crap. Yeah, with the internet, forget it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Someone else texted when I was a kid and I told my mom that I knew or thought she was Santa. She told me that since I knew now, I had to go and be Santa and give gifts to other people without them knowing it was me. So she made her be... That's a silly punishment.
Yeah, right?
Your mom
yeah.
made you be Santa to someone else?
How yeah. dare you figure it out, kid? I'm going to punish you now.
How dare you? I thought it was an interesting take on that, though,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't want children. I don't want to have to deal with that. Oh. But if you want me to break the news to your kids, I can do that for you.
Maybe have that's at it, Riggs.
Maybe
luck.
That's a service I can start offering. I
will break people off. You'd be great at it.
Yes. Well, if you want me to, I'll do it for you. I will ruin the magic of Christmas
be
for
the
a
bad
small
guy.
For a small fee. Oh, a small fee, of course.
I'm not paying you for that tour
game.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.